Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. We're riding with the king right here on the Midday Show. Howard Eskin joining us right now. A lot to talk about. We got a big game tomorrow night, a play-in game in the NBA. Next week, the draft, and, of course, the Phillies lineup doesn't hit. Howard, how we doing?
You know what? I am just so overjoyed with everything that's going on. Look at that great win by the Phillies last night. Against a Cy Young Award pitcher.
See, I don't like where this is going. I don't like this.
they banged out two runs against the worst team in baseball. What more can you ask for? I mean, what more can you ask for? They just, they left a man on third with less than two outs, but that inside out swing by Pache just kind of cleared everything up. I'm telling you, it couldn't be better. And as Rob Thompson said after the game, we're grinding out wins. Hey, bro, you got one more win than you have losses.
But they're grinding, Howard. All right, Howard, let me ask you this question. When the year started, the idea was this was a good lineup. Howard, do the Phillies have a good lineup?
I think they have good. It's a flawed lineup. When they don't hit, you get exposed. But it really is a flawed lineup. And, Joe, I know you're going to die on that wall with Schwarber leading off.
I am, yes.
Okay, it's a joke. And, that moron, that caller who's a total moron and a dope, it says, Dr. Dope, that's cute. That's cute. Hey, brother. Oh, Schwarber's, look at their winning percentage. Yeah, I'm looking at it in the playoffs. Have they won in the playoffs with Schwarber leading off? No, the answer is no.
Well, they haven't won a World Series, no.
Okay. You know what? Isn't that what it's all about?
That is what it's all about, yes.
Okay. Didn't John Middleton say, I want the trophy? I mean, he spent all this money. All these people that say the wins in April are as important as the wins in August and September. Well, what happened to that? Well, it's the start of the season. Then you hear it's the start of the season. Their scoring is pathetic, and you gotta do something to get speed at the. You gotta generate runs when you're not hitting home runs. I know they're going to slug. I mean, I trust Rob Thompson. They're going to slug.
He told you, and then as soon as he said it, they hit three home runs that night. So,
I know. And then they hit two more after that. How many games they've only hit two? I know Turner had one last night. They can't score without home runs, and you can't exist. You just can't exist like that. They're one of only six teams in the National League that has a minus run differential.
It's not good. That's not good.
Their offensive numbers suck. They've got to. You're going to do something. You can whine about Castellanos. There's nothing you can do about that. You're going to whine about Rojas. It is what it is. He's the ninth hitter. But if you're going to shake up the lineup and move Marsh up to five, that's great.
Well, he's been best hitter this season.
I don't care. You know what? Hoskins should be four, but I can't get off that. But that horse is so far out of the barn, it doesn't make any difference. But the reality is, don't you have to try something?
Suggesting that Thompson uses your lineup that he said he'd hold on to? Is that what this is about?
I want Stott and Turner. And I want to have some more. Hey, what was unique last night? What an unbelievably unique thing by Colorado. I saw a hit and run. How about that?
In 2024, they still do those?
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I want Stott leading off. If he's on base, I want a hit and run. Turner's got the softest 300 I've ever seen.
Yeah, a lot of infield hits.
Okay. So, but I want a hit and run, and sometimes it forces a batter. It does force a batter to make contact, and then you kind of straighten out your swing a little bit, and it becomes a better swing. I've seen it for years in baseball. You don't see it now because nobody has a hit and run on anymore. And then you hit and run, you're moving guys around, you create some kind of energy with the players that you have, because it's not going to change. You can't, ask Al Trout all your, petitions and all,
Yeah, those signatures are piling up, by the way. We're getting there.
I'm so happy for people. He's not coming here. I hate to break the, keep on doing it and, have fun. And that's what it's all about anyway, but he's not going to come here, and they're not going to pay him. They're not going to give up the players they need. They got a center fielder, and I know Trout will eventually play left. But then you want to keep Marsh in there. They have a center fielder coming up in probably less than 2 years.
Crawford.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to win now. This is a win now team.
But you can't give up players to get a player. You can't give up a lot of players. They've got here. I hate to break the news to everybody. Their pitching is good, and I asked Rob Thompson last night. Their pitching's good.
Very good.
But you got to do something else. So if you're going to do something, I don't want to see juggling a guy around a spot in the lineup. I want to see something that kind of wakes people up, and then the manager can manage and not look at a computer. I'm telling you, he's a baseball guy. Let him be a baseball guy and let him step. I'm telling you, they got to lock those analytics people in a room somewhere. Keep them boxed up, let them play with their own computers, and don't communicate with the baseball people on the field. I'm tired of it. I'm done. You are not going to win with this team unless you restructure the lineup. Castellanos is here, okay? Suck it up. Rojas is here. Suck it up. And
well, they
Trey Turner's
upgrade off of Rojas. They can upgrade off of Rojas. Howard, they're going to need to trade for a hitter this summer.
A ninth hitter. Let's stop.
No, but that doesn't have to be. They need an outfield bat. I mean, there's no way they can go through the whole season with Castellanos and Rojas hitting like this.
Okay, and you don't want to give up young players, right?
Sure, I want to win now. I'm not worried about the young players.
Okay,
this is the window, Howard. They're not young.
Harper's got to hit more than 190.
I agree, of course.
So he's got.
What's going on with him? You think he's going to come out of this soon?
Oh, wait a minute. I just heard Rob Thompson hitting the ball hard.
Okay.
And then there's stupid questions by some of the reporters after the game. Well, he hit the ball hard. Don't answer the question. Ask the question. everybody hits the ball hard at times. I mean,
it's about results. Yeah, you got to get results.
That's why there's eight players behind the pitcher. There's eight players, including the pitcher, on the field. That's what they're there for. They're there to catch the balls. They're not going to keep on. Well, I guess with the official scoring the way it is, that is the biggest farce I've ever seen in baseball. They just give away hits. You can hit a ball right to a player and he drops it. Hey, what, base hit? Base hit.
Yeah, it's a joke. It is. All right, Howard. Tomorrow night we got a big game here in Philadelphia. The Sixers.
Change the lineup, damn it.
I know. Well, they got to score. That's the bottom line. All right, Howard.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, Sixers and the Heat. Give us your feeling on this game. Sixers are favored by about 4.5 points, but Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra are—they're not to be taken lightly.
No, they are not. Spoelstra is one of the best coaches in the NBA. Jimmy Butler plays for these moments, and he's just that kind of player. I'm not so sure the Sixers are going to win, but I am sure they're going to make the playoffs. You see, this is not the playoffs. This Mickey Mouse play-in nonsense. They're going to make the playoffs because they're going to beat whoever wins between Atlanta and Chicago. So they're going to get to the playoffs. So even if they lose this game, and I don't think it's a lock. I think they should win, obviously. And Hugh, I got to get you on you about something. Did you say Joel Embiid was a leader?
I don't think I used those words, but they know who the leader is on this team.
I'm telling you, it's not Joel Embiid because he does everything that he wants to do. A leader is a guy that sacrifices for his team. We know Joel Embiid is obviously a very, very, very
phenomenal
talented
player. Yes.
Yeah, no question about that. But he's not a leader. He does what he wants to do for himself. He shouldn't be on the Olympic team, by the way. That's another thing. But, you know, we'll have to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worry about that down the line. But the reality is, Maxie's the best guy on the team. He would sacrifice anything. He's like Devontae Smith. I love Devontae Smith. Love him. Because if he gets no catches or 10 catches, he's the same person.
Yeah.
If Maxie gets 7 points and they win, he's the same person. If Joel doesn't get his points, he's not the same person. That's what you know by being... Football is really... probably the best kind of camaraderie you have to win. And you know what it means for guys to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just don't think Joel Embiid's that guy. But now they're going to make the playoffs. So I have no question about that. None. Zero. They're going to make the playoffs. And the Knicks aren't a gimme either if they play the Knicks. And Boston's obviously very tough. So I have no doubt the Sixers are going to make the playoffs, whether they win or Wednesday night or not. But that gives the Sixers another gate if they don't win. Again, they have another way to charge exorbitant prices to the fans to get out there. So it's just, hey, listen, it's a team that's going to be in the playoffs, but they got to play every series on the road, and that's really not easy. So I'm kind of looking beyond this. Even if Miami wins, what's the big deal? They're going to win the next game anyway and be in the playoffs. So
well, the difference is Boston in the first round. I mean, there's a path for the Sixers, it's win tomorrow, beat the Knicks, and then maybe beat, you know, Indiana or Milwaukee, whoever comes out of that. That's
Indiana's
possible.
Indiana's a really interesting team, but I'm telling you, the fact that they scored 157 points in regulation, they're a machine offensively. Now, they don't play a lot of defense, which you have to do in the playoffs, but my gosh. They're unbelievable. Well, actually, nobody's shocked if they beat Milwaukee because no Giannis, apparently.
And Glenn Rivers is not going to help the situation.
that right there.
But that's all right, but he's got another excuse.
Always.
He's no Giannis.
Always. I mean, it's just every year.
Can you imagine that team spending $40 million for 3.5 years for him?
And he won't even see 3.5 years. He'll be out of there in a year or two. They'll move on.
You know what? If he deserves $40 million, you and your playing career, you deserve $60 million.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. At least that. At least that.
Who's stolen more money, Doc or Tobias Harris?
Wow. I hate to have Tobias come in second in that, but it's really Glenn Rivers.
Oh, man.
Think about all the years that he's coached.
Oh, I know.
And how did he get another job?
He was in the studio chilling and somebody called
him. He just falls backwards into jobs. It's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, but Tobias is stealing money. And the reason that Tobias, you know, he can say it was because they had to keep Tobias Harris when they lost Butler because they traded for those guys. It was Ben Simmons. The ownership thought, like many people on WIP, that Ben Simmons was a generational type player. And that was the reason. If they'd have gotten rid of Ben Simmons, they'd have kept Jimmy Butler.
But it was a mistake. And then one that, you know, keeps rearing its ugly head. Yeah. All right, Howard, let's end with this. 2:00 today, we increase our number of Eskins on the air at WIP from one to two. Are you
exciting
how
time.
Excited are you for the new afternoon show? And have you thought of a name, Howard? They've been trying to figure out a name for this show. It's kind of awkward to fit Jack's name in there when you try to put it all together.
It's kind of awkward to fit Jack in there. But no, I'm only kidding. Now it's Spike and Ike. I mean, he's the longtime radio professional, and just for seniority reasons, you know, it should be Spike and Ike. And it's just either way, it rhymes, it fits. It's just Spike and Ike. Or the three dopes. I mean,
I do like the three dopes. The three dopes might be our winner, Howard.
The three dopes is good. But I'm happy for my son. He posted it. He obviously, the only person he really argues with vigor is me about the Sixers, because he posted something yesterday with all these morons, the Twittiots, that all ripped him. And he did a Twitter post.
Like a mean tweets. Yeah, I did see this.
It was kind of funny. But you know what? He is going to be, I want to say he was the only choice. He was the only choice to be that third person. I mean, when you think about it, you know, and I don't know all the other people out there, and I'm sure there were some talented people, but he was the only choice. Hey, listen, it started with an Eskin in 1986 in the afternoon. And it's going to keep on riding away. It's finally got back to where it should be, an Eskin in the afternoon.
It's all come full circle. Howard,
we have another Eskin in the afternoon. That's it.
They're everywhere. I mean, I thought the over-under was 1.5 Eskins, but we've gone over the number now. So that's the new betting line. All right, Howard, thank you. And we'll talk next week before the NFL draft, which should be very interesting.
I can't wait. I'm headed to hear Howie and Nick say absolutely nothing.
Wait, they're not going to tell us today who they're picking the 22?
They're not even going to give us a faint hit. Well, what position? Yeah, we'll have to wait and see how it falls out.
Howard, if you talk to Howie, tell him I want Cooper DeGene at 22. That's the guy.
I will mention that.
Okay, thank you. All right, Howard, we'll talk soon, all right?
See you guys later.
There he goes, right. Howard Eskin, Dr. Dope there, taking exception to his Dr. Dope moniker.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.